Well, you know, I believe that every form of music is especially American music, its roots is in the blues.
Absolutely.
And although people recognize blues from the South and from Chicago, but a lot of those same Southern artists, music artists, came to Detroit first, and they left their footprint in the blues right here in Detroit. And we don't get recognized for blues much here because of the Motown thing.
Right.
So when Motown left, the music didn't die, you know. We still had the blues here. And, you know, we had like Bill Jenkins, Alberta Adams, Johnny Bassett. A lot of artists that were here left here performing, still performed for decades after Motown left. And I think the blues is important in our musical culture in the United States altogether. I think if I would say it's the first, I guess, indigenous American music.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, blues is that. You know, and I know that Detroit is essential in the music business, but they have to recognize that we started with blues also. And that's what made Motown so good, because those musicians were blues artists.
Right.
Joe Weaver was one of the people that used to play in the original band that was formed for Motown music.
Hmm.
He was one of those band members, and he stayed here. The Funk Brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was the original Funk Brother, and he ended up staying here and continuing his blues. Well, back in 1987, 88, I was singing with a female group called Chanteuse, and we thought we were going to be the next Supremes or In Vogue or whatever that was going on in the R&B world at the time. And the only blues that I had ever sung was some background for a local blues artist here. And I really didn't think about becoming a blues artist until I was faced with having to join a regular band, a band who was working regularly. They were called the Chisel Brothers. I had been sitting in, singing background for them, and they were a soul group. Actually, it was Lamont Zodiac and the Love Sign. And I've been going to their jam sessions, and I dug all the music they were doing. They were doing soul and stuff that I grew up listening to, you know, James
yeah.
Brown. And so eventually the band leader said, hey, we'd like you to join our sister band, I guess they would call it, that old brother band, the Chisel Brothers. We don't do top 40. We only do soul music and blues. And the only blues song I knew at the time was Stormy Monday, because I had been singing background
mm-hmm.
for this other blues artist. And so I said, okay, it's time for me to go learn some blues. And I went to my mama's records that we've been listening to as children, and just started delving into the blues. And I started pulling up stuff like God, Betty Wright, and at the time, that would be considered blues for me, you know.
Sure.
Betty Wright and Millie Jackson and Denise LaSalle. And then she let me hear some stuff that Aretha had did when she was a young girl that was blues. And I said, well, I can really dig this music. I have to relate to the songs that I sing. And then I started getting into Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey and even Coco Taylor. And as I'm listening to all these women tell their stories, I started relating to it even more. And then I started going to see the local blues artist while I was performing with the blues. And when I started singing with the Chisel Brothers, I started getting recognized as a blues singer. Then the awards came. I started winning Best Blues Artist in the city of Detroit. And I kept winning every year for the last 30 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
And became friends with the original Queen of the Blues, Miss Alberta Adams. She was like a mother mentor in the blues world here in the city of Detroit. And she would always tell people that I was her favorite. I don't know, but when she passed away, it was like she passed me the mic.
You know? There you go.
And the Blues Society in Detroit decided that when she passed away, they said, we want you to be the next Detroit's Queen of the Blues.
Wow.
And I had turned it down at first because I thought it was a little too soon. And then they waited another year, and they said, we still want you to be the Trade Queen of the Blues. And I said, okay, I'll take it. And so that's how it happened.
Wow. Wow. Did you ever have any idea when you started out singing that, you know, you'd have a title like that?
Never. Never, ever in my life. I just always assumed that, you know, I'm thankful that I'm singing this music because it helped me take care of my family.
Right.
You know, I raised my daughter with it and everything, and put her through college. Never thought that I would be able to do any of that with singing at all. And here I am 30 years later. And I believe that, and I say this all the time, that I think God chose me to do this kind of music, you know, because I tell my stories and I hope I'm helping somebody through it.
Sure.
And that's where I am. I'm doing what I'm hoping is my mission to do.
I know that you've opened for some incredible people, just reading through your list here. Etta James, Gladys Knight, another Detroit icon, Smokey Robinson, Buddy Guy, and then one of my all-time favorites, Ray Charles. What was that like? Was that in Detroit?
Oh, Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. I opened up for him once in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
And he dug me so much that when he came to Detroit, he requested me to perform.
Oh, really?
I opened up for him here in Detroit, yes, at the Music Hall in downtown Detroit. And he was a sweet guy. I think it was, I ended up getting a kiss from him. I said, can I kiss you? He goes, yeah, honey.
So I know you were mentioning earlier about all the awards and everything you got. I know one of them was Best Blues Song at the songwriting competition. Can you talk a little bit about that experience and then kind of go into, you know, your motivation in writing blues songs?
Well, when I my first solo album was Sunday Morning Music, and it was alternative rock. At that time that I got signed to that label, Sub Pop, I told them I wasn't a songwriter. You have to find me a songwriter. And so I had been signed to the label for about, I think it's about 6 months, and they said, we're going to drop you. You got to write some songs, or we're going to drop you from this label.
Oh, no.
So I felt an urgency to start writing about whatever I was going through, and the guys had already handed me the music. I just needed to put some lyrics to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the studio with one of the producers, Al Sutton. He said, just write about what you're going through. And I just happened to be going through a really bad relationship. So I started writing then. And then I realized I can write songs. I just need to write from my own experiences,
right.
You know. And so when I started writing the album Honest Woman, that was catching the tail end of me coming off tour from the Sunday Morning Music, and I was still in that relationship. So the first song that I wrote was Am I Just a Shadow?
Wow.
And that was in 1996, 97. And every year since then, I've been saying, this is going to be on my next album. And I just never knew when it was going to happen. So I had continued to keep on writing. Next song was Feels Like Religion, because I started going to church. And then my experience at the church had helped me deal with the things that I was going through in my relationships. And so that was the next song that I had written. Again, this is going to be on my next album. Everybody kept saying, when your next album coming out? I'm like, I don't know when it's ready to come out, you know. In the meantime, I'm performing these songs also.
Right.
And so here the years going by, and it took a long while before I actually finished all of the songs, and I realized when I had a goal by 50, when I turned 50, that I was going to have my album out, and I was going to be doing all these things, touring and all this other stuff. Well, 50 came, and I still hadn't recorded the album, and I realized it's time to go into the studio. So that's when I decided, I had met my husband by then, and I wrote a song called Honest Woman. And I said, okay, that's going to be the title of the album. And I wrote the album, produced the album and put it out. And now it's doing so well. Something that I never thought that it would do. I'm winning awards for these songs, and it's a trip. That's all I can say. It's a Spotify trip.